Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More bad news on the economic front. America's economy contracted more than analysts had expected during the year's first quarter. The U.S. Commerce Department just releasing a report that shows GDP shrank by 4.8% in the year's first 3 months, but analysts were expecting a drop of 3.5%. In any case, it's the first negative GDP reading since a 1.1% decline in the first quarter of 2014. Hopeful news from President Trump, who said last evening that experts believe the worst days of the pandemic are behind us here in the United States, and that businesses and workers will be in pretty good shape thanks to massive government stimulus packages. He said the economy will be back very quickly, and he cheered efforts in some states to start reopening. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As coronavirus is still sickening and killing people around the world, U.S. government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's learned of a possible deadly effect of contracting the virus.
Maybe there's another avenue of treatment of being able to block the secondary, often deadly, effects of the virus.
Fauci says he's referring to thrombosis, which blocks blood vessels. He says while there's treatment for that, it's above and beyond simply just treating for the virus. Restaurant owners and customers in Georgia and Tennessee not rushing back, even though restaurants and diners are allowed to reopen now. A dining app that tracks data for restaurants says the number of seated diners at Georgia restaurants yesterday was still down 98% from last year. Former Vice President Joe Biden winning the Ohio presidential primary held yesterday. It was conducted entirely by mail with no in-person voting. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them. the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez, live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Bruce Kaufman is with us. Yes, the celebrated award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, and author. Mr. Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing well, Bill. You know, I'm like everybody else, social distancing, wearing masks and all
yes.
of that.
Yeah, exactly. Doing everything that our grandparents and mothers have been telling us all these years. You know, no doubt, along the way, we've gotten a little lax. And so maybe this is a good tutorial, a serious one that, we've got to be faithful in doing. And it seems to be paying some dividends here. Outside of the fact that I know some of the scientists don't want to believe this, but, you know, God created us in such a way, Bruce, that our own immune defenses can come into play. And that's what we're starting to see play out is this herd immunity, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Also, I mean, it's kind of a tricky thing, but I do believe that. I mean, I go back and forth in this, Bill, but the whole point, I mean, we are in some sense violating the strict constitutional provisions in terms of assembly. The First
yes.
Amendment says that we are all allowed to peaceably assemble.
Right.
And all of these orders by the governors and the mayors in some sense violate that. But I wonder whether it's not worth it in this case. And I always point to the fact that Abraham Lincoln, during the Civil War, suspended habeas corpus, which he had no power to do. That power only belongs to Congress.
Mm.
And yet he thought that it was absolutely critical to winning the war. And in some ways he was right about that. And, by the way, after the Civil War was won and the country reunited, habeas corpus, the full protection was restored.
Exactly. Well, the other thing to consider, what was going on with Abraham Lincoln, not much different than what was going on today with you know, Donald Trump. I mean, there was a lot of opposition to Lincoln. And it wasn't like he had everybody allied with him. I mean, he was fighting a lot of contrarian forces. And dare I say, if he had the media that Donald Trump had today, I'm sure they'd be pigpiling on him just as bad.
Oh, without question. No, absolutely. He was, I mean, the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court actually ruled that Lincoln had violated his powers as president and that habeas corpus had to be restored.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that was the same Chief Justice Roger Taney that wrote the majority opinion in the Dred Scott decision that basically was the reason Abraham Lincoln quit being a lawyer and reentered politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, you know, the challenge that we have today is the reality of what we're dealing with, and there is opportunity for us to learn from this because chances are this isn't going to be the last virus that we have to deal with, right?
No, not even close. I mean, that's We can talk about how much I blame China for this or how much we all blame China for this.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is viruses have been a part, pandemics have been a part of our history, and germs are out there in all kinds of form, and we don't know. In all the medical experiments, scientific experiments we're doing all over the world, mm-hmm. which have multiplied, you know, exponentially over the last 25, 35 years, those things can cause leaks of germs, mm-hmm. and that can cause pandemics.
Right. Well, you know, let's go on. I mean, because you wrote about blame China. Tom Cotton has been the voice pointing towards the Wuhan labs that didn't happen in a wet market, that he sees the propaganda for what it is. But it's a lot more pervasive and dangerous than we realize. But just dealing with the aspect, first of all, that China was the source.
Yeah.
And the Wuhan laboratories, one of two laboratories, probably the one that Canada and the United States had a vested interest at one time. And
right.
The United States, what, over a year ago said, hey, this is reckless, their standards are off, we're going to just back away and let it go. Probably a big mistake, because had they stayed involved, they would have been able to keep an eye on it and maybe let us know a lot sooner than the way we found out.
Yes, absolutely the case. It was a mistake, and you know, it's a regrettable one, but there is no question that China not only is the cause of this, but China is also, its cover-up of this is another reason why the pandemic is spread.
Well, and part of the motivation, I heard one congressman say that they thought that not so much that it was, he's not to the point, because some people have said, you know, because we get in the realm of the conspiratorial whenever there is a lack of facts. And I always say that in the lack of, you know, the option you have in the absence of fact and opinion rules. But there's been suggestion that this was a purposeful biological, act by the Chinese. I'm not there. I don't see that. I think that what's more plausible is that there was a mistake, that in fact the recklessness that the American scientists said could happen did in fact happen, and I think the communists decided that, look at their economy was already at risk because of everything that we'd been doing to them with sanctions and that. If you look at their the trajectory and that which is going on in their GDP, they were hurting financially, and the last thing that they wanted to see happen was that they were going to take another hit. If they took another hit by themselves, this was going to be an absolute disaster. So I believe that the level pullers there in China decided, now, hey, look at, we're not going to take this by ourselves. If we're going to take the hit, then everybody's going to get in the pool with us.
No, that's absolutely right. Absolutely right, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they are now, I mean, as I wrote, okay, the fact that they're saying that, you know, this didn't originate in China, and yet they're shutting down all investigations of it, is somewhat highly suspicious to me. I mean, this is what they, as I wrote, quote, China has imposed restrictions on the publication of academic research on the origins of the novel coronavirus. According to a central government directive, under the new policy, all academic papers on COVID-19 will be subject to extra vetting before being submitted to publication. That's extra vetting by the Chinese government.
Exactly. Yeah, not by any outside authority group whatsoever. And even as this played out, as we're, you know, going back and realizing that there were four doctors blowing the whistle, one of them, who I guess was the lead doctor, suspiciously, he contracts the disease and conveniently dies. And God only knows if his organs were body harvested or what, because that is the tradition of the communist Chinese. They're not going to let any good body go to waste, so they're going to harvest probably. So so his organs are harvested and being sold on the market, because that's what they do. And the other doctors we haven't heard from.
Right.
So God only knows what happens to them, because they have a way of getting contrarians. They lock you up and throw the key away.
Right. They have a way of getting contrarians out of the way.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So that from the get-go is suspicious. The United States, Donald Trump, who says he has a good relationship with President Xi, calls President Xi, says, hey, look, we've got our specialists. We'll send them down. We'll help you out with this problem. No. We don't want anybody here.
Right.
So that adds to the suspicion. Then you start tracing this stuff, because it's not like anybody's a bunch of knuckleheads. And we start looking and seeing, wait a minute, this stuff is starting to spread. spread and the source, the consistent thread here is China. Donald Trump says, shut all air flight from China into the United States. And he's got Nancy Pelosi, he's got the Democrats, the mainstream media. Oh my gosh, he's a racist. What's he doing? You know, the World Health Organization. Oh, all these contrarians that have served us no good whatsoever in this whole deal. They're exposed because they're on record for going against what the president did, which it was extremely valuable. And Nancy Pelosi and her misguided logic, I think she's OD'd on China. Chocolate ice cream or something, Bruce.
Yeah, and her $24,000 refrigerator.
Yeah, I mean, she comes out and says, it was no big whoop, you know, that, you know, President Trump, he didn't get any big credit for doing that. Anyway, we got to go to break. We've got more from Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with
Coffee America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, the syndicated historian and columnist. Bruce Kaufman continues with us. Bruce, we've been lied to. We've been duped. And at every turn, and even by authorities that we had hoped would help guide us through this. But this is where America, as we the people, as individual, discerning individuals with everything that our Constitution and Bill of Rights authorizes us to enjoy, we must exercise, not so much for us, but for the future generations, don't you say?
Yes, absolutely, Bill. I mean, and no, there's no question about it. We have been duped, we've been lied to, and now, I mean, we are now filing class action suits against China. I don't know where that's going to go. But at least we are trying, and I'm not sure how successful we're going to be at this, but at least we are trying to hold China accountable for their violations of practically every international norm we know.
Bruce, being the historian that you are, and I thought about this, I said, how much pressure can we put on China in not letting them to become the new Germany? That they are going to feel the full force of the international community saying, you guys are the guys that did this.
Yeah.
You did this to us. I mean, you have cost America over $7 trillion. God only knows the world at large, but trillions of dollars here, and you owe us. How are they going to respond when they've got, you know, an activated military that they have? They've got their, you know, global desires to be the be-all and end-all. And now the international community is coming back at them saying, ain't going to happen.
Right. I'm not sure. One of the problems, of course, is that China is a member of the UN Security Council, and therefore it has a veto. So anything that the United Nations tries to do, China can shut down with that simple veto. So I don't think we're going to be able to get much help from the United Nations. Whether any of the international tribunals can help us, I don't know. I'm sure we're going to be taking cases to some of those world courts to see what they can do about it. But once again, if the courts rule in our favor, Bill, how do we enforce that ruling?
Exactly. Well, I think last time we checked, don't we owe China some money?
Yeah, we do. They owe quite a bit of our debt.
I mean, not to mention the fact that they still owe us or owe some families that at the turn of the century, I'm talking in the 20th century, had given them money, and they never got paid back. I think the only country that got paid back was England, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, we were in the same position. After the Second World War, after the First World War, we lent our European allies a ton of money, and England only finally paid us back on the World War II debt, I think, sometime in the late 1980s.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But it got paid back.
Right. But you see, and the thing is, even like what Trump's trying to do with NATO and everything, saying, look, you guys made an agreement, 2%. You know, Germany, you guys got to, everybody's got to pay up. And it should be better than 2%, and especially with the threats coming upon, you know, it seems on the horizon. I mean, forget about the terrorists, forget about Hamas and all the terror that they're reigning, and, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, we have other existential threats, which is interesting because it wasn't that long ago that you had Mitt Romney saying that Russia was our biggest threat. Barack Obama laughed at him, and so did the mainstream media. Of course, we know modern history. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, somebody says, well, yeah, didn't I say China was a big problem down the road?
Yeah, and China is a big problem. It is, I mean, it is becoming a very, very aggressive world power. I mean, it's basically trying to take over the South China Sea. It is warning ships, neutral ships, shipping ships that they're not military, but just trade ships. You know, the South China Sea is ours, so stay away. And they're enforcing that. And it's, you know, it's becoming a bit of a problem is that China is becoming, I think, in some ways, now that the oil industry has collapsed, they could end up being more of a problem for us than Russia ever was from a military standpoint.
Right. What about all the materials that they're buying and, you know, how they're investing in other governments? I mean, outside of the South China Seas and in India and that they're going in and taking over natural resources.
Yep, absolutely. And I don't know if you saw this, Bill, but now all the goods that they're shipping us are all worthless.
Yes. No. I've seen this time and again, but this is all. See, this is all part and parcel. And Bruce, again, you know what happened with Germany, what happened with Japan, is there's a price to be paid for this. And America and globalism, in terms of its perspective on globalism and seeing the harm, because we were warned about this. We were warned about turning over some natural resources, turning over things that we should be producing. Donald Trump, what, a year and a half ago, said, "Wait a minute." He looked up and said, we're not producing any steel anymore. I mean, if we had a military problem, we'd be bupkis land here.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're going to be buck naked here without having some steel. So we need to bring some steel manufacturing back to the country. But that was just the beginning. Now we saw what happened, what China threatened to do with the pharmaceuticals,
right,
and even threatening, going so far as to threaten to withhold. And we're the ones, are you kidding me? We're the ones that put you in business. Now you're going to say you're going to hold back from us? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, I didn't realize this until I read this the other day. You know, we make about 2% of the aspirin that Americans take daily.
Yeah. I know.
That's the rest. It's mostly made in China. And, yeah, now China, I mean, it isn't that they didn't start this thing. It isn't that they tried to cover it up, meaning that it got far worse. Now they're paying us back by refusing to send us the medical equipment that we need to help solve a problem that they created.
We see, and that's the other thing too, Bruce. When you know you look back on the TikTok of this whole deal, and this is what was surprising to me was where was the Secretary of State? Where were the people that are supposed to be keeping an eye and realizing? Wait a minute, China all of a sudden is buying a bunch of PPEs.
Right.
What should we know from this? I mean, that question wasn't asked. Supposedly, Navarro had brought it to the president's attention, and maybe to some sort of remnant, or, you know, I'm not sure exactly the total amount, but there has been some sort of debate. Of course, the mainstream media is doing everything they can to discredit this president in saying that, he acted so slowly. But Navarro only brought to the president's attention maybe a week earlier when he closed, flights in from China.
Right.
He had an idea, but there was other things were going on that you go, what happened? What happened to the intel on this that we couldn't see that China is moving stuff? I mean, right now we kind of keep an eye on even Kim Jong-un's train right now. We don't know if he's alive or dead, but we can keep an eye on his train. But what's the matter? You mean tell me we can't figure out when China is buying up a bunch of PPE uncharacteristically?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, what else is there to say? This is something we should have spent more time thinking about. We've made mistakes on that. Mm-hmm. I think the best we can do is just, redouble our efforts. And now that we have China in our crosshairs, Bill, now that we actually realize what they're from, I'm hoping and I'm expecting that we will be, if not evening the score, we will be catching up with them.
Well, the American people need to wise up a bit on this because we've been distracted for 3.5 years over impeaching this president, doing everything we can, and the Democrats, I believe, I mean, they want to put this at the foot of Republicans, but, and I'll be political about this, they've done us no favors. They have distracted, they have been relentless about doing everything they can to resist what this president has done, and by and large, when you look at what he has done, like him or not, I mean, I don't like everything about Donald Trump. I don't think it's my job to like everything that Donald Trump does. But there's some things that he has done that have just been extraordinary. And if not Donald Trump, like I asked the question the other day to a congressman, I said, could you imagine if Hillary Clinton was in the White House and Nancy Pelosi controlled the House as she does now and Chuck Schumer controlled the Senate, what would America be looking like right now in the midst of this coronavirus?
It would be chaos. It absolutely would be. And yeah, you're right. I mean, you said earlier, let's get into politics. So much of this is motivated by politics and the fact that a November election is coming up. And there are so many Democrats who are willing to put aside the well-being of the country if they can score political points against Donald Trump because of this issue.
Along with the media, because the media has done us no favor either. I mean,
well,
instead of
and the Democratic Party are pretty much in bed together, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. It is one and the same. It's a cabal. Bruce, how can they be in touch with you?
They can. My website is historylessons.net. www.historylessons.net. One word, plural. And there you can read my column, my Thinking Out Loud column. It says subscribe to Bruce's writings. Type in your first name, last name, email address. Check which ones you want, and I will send them to to you every week in an email.
There he is, the award-winning syndicated columnist, Bruce Kaufman here. Thank you, Bruce. Stay well and healthy, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. I will.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More bad news on the economic front. America's economy contracted more than analysts had expected during the year's first quarter. The U.S. Commerce Department just releasing a report that shows GDP shrank by 4.8% in the year's first 3 months, but analysts were expecting a drop of 3.5%. In any case, it's the first negative GDP reading since a 1.1% decline in the first quarter of 2014. Hopeful news from President Trump, who said last evening that experts believe the worst days of the pandemic are behind us here in the United States, and that businesses and workers will be in pretty good shape thanks to massive government stimulus packages. He said the economy will be back very quickly, and he cheered efforts in some states to start reopening. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Now, there's just something about Ryman Paul Simon and this song in particular that just gets you up and going. But I'll tell you, you know, some of our kids, to the frustration of many parents across the country, having a hard time getting them off the couch. Hey, are you ready to play today? Adrian Appel is joining us now, Senior Director of Strategic Communications with the Toy Association, and she has some great ideas to share with us. Adrian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about the genius of play. What is behind, you know, what's the inspiration behind all this?
So we created the genius of play a couple of years ago, and really a national movement to educate parents and caregivers about play's vital role in child development. The messaging was more, hey, you're so busy, you're rushing off here, you're rushing off there, please make time to play because it's so important for kids.
Right.
Obviously, that has changed dramatically in the past few months, and we are dealing with a lot of different stressors. They don't involve running around pretty much anywhere.
Right.
They're all inside the home. So parents, myself included, struggling with homeschool, with your regular job, with your kids, you know, their lives being kind of turned upside down, you know, not being able to see friends and family, not going to school, not being able to do activities. So we created Play Today, which is a great resource for parents and caregivers looking to keep kids occupied and engaged during, you know, this current crisis. And the one thing we know and we've known for a long time is, you know, kids are learning through play, and play is also great in helping to alleviate stress and anxiety, not just for kids, but for adults too. At this exactly. time where I think everybody is, you know, probably has the most stress and anxiety they've ever had before in their life. I mean, I can say for sure for me. But we've been playing together, and we've been doing a lot of things that are really, really fun. And I know that they've helped me, and they've helped my kids to kind of adjust to this new, you know, hopefully temporary normal. So. It's easy to go to thegeniusofplay.org, and there are so many resources on there for families of really, you know, any size or, you know, any kind of physical space you may have. You know, some of us, you know, maybe in apartments, some people have large homes with sprawling backyards, but we can all play, and there are some exactly. great ideas for everybody there.
Well, you know, I think the thing that you mentioned earlier, which is so cool, is kind of the surprising benefit of this lockdown and this restriction that we've gone through, is that it's really helped us rediscover some things that have always been there. And as you say, parents and the kids are realizing that it plays a good thing, right?
It really is, and we've been having a lot of fun playing, you know, in my home, and it's something that we've been able to kind of interject throughout the day to keep the kids, you know, engaged, you know, off of screens for a time. I'm not going to lie that they're on screens. we're all doing what we need to do to kind of get by, but
exactly.
to have those play breaks, to have certain games that they're looking forward to. My 5 and 7 year old are learning how to play chess now. My husband every day, they're, "Daddy, can we play chess?" Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. I always
So the parent units are getting involved in play day.
We are. I mean, it's important, I think, and it's helping us. It's a time where we're shutting off all the outside noise, and, you know, we sat around and played Monopoly one night, you know, for an hour, and we laughed, and we had fun, and, you know, for a little while, you're kind of forgetting some of the bad stuff that's going on, and you can focus on the good stuff. And, you know, I've been saying to our friends and family, you know, I hope when this is all over, and when my kids look back, they're going to remember, you know, the hikes we went on, the soccer games we played in the backyard, the game nights, rather than some of the scarier stuff. And, you know, as parents, that's kind of our job, right, to keep them safe, to keep them healthy. And when they feel good and, you know, they're well adjusted, that's only going to help us as well.
Well, during our generation, I will say, Adrian, I remember game nights. It's been a long time since I've heard anybody refer to game nights. So maybe because of Genius of Play, the idea of game nights will start spreading, because it will be some of the things. You see, I think through this whole experience, in redefining the things that are most important and that we value, is I think we're going to come away with some important takeaways and things like this that bring the family together, and the reintroduction of game nights and fun and play. I hope for the mental sake and mental development of our kids and everything, that we're able to hang on to some of these things that we've learned in this process.
I think we will. And I think that, you know, now more than ever. And, you know, kids are learning through play. And, you know, homeschool is not easy. And, you know, certain things, sometimes you just need to kind of shut things off. And
you got to break it up. Yeah, you got to break
learning.
It up.
You know, it's not all about what's taught in a classroom. So if you're able to teach them different things through play, you know, it's life lessons that they will walk away with. And I think, you know, we all have to give ourselves a little bit of slack. You know, we're in a time that nobody could have imagined. And if we can, you know, have a good day and have some fun in the process, I think that's what's going to get us to the next day. And, you know, you can't look too far ahead. But what we can control, we do. And I can make sure that my family, you know, is having some fun and playing together. And we've really enjoyed a lot of that.
Well, you mentioned some of the other options in Genius of Play. You've got a menu host of items. Give our audience a little bit more of idea of what they're going to find in Genius of Play.
So we do. So whether it's activities that I kind kind of talked about. We also have a comprehensive list of at-home resources. So, you know, during this crisis, a lot of companies and museums and zoos and, you know, the like have stepped up to the plate, and there's a lot of great free content out there. And we've kind of pulled it all together, so you don't need to go digging. I know, you know, the first week or so, every day I was reading things like, oh, that sounds good, but I didn't remember what it was at the end of the day. And it was like at night, I was like, wait, what was that thing, you know, right. somebody sent me? So if you go online, you can see, you know, whether your kid is into art or likes to draw, or, you know, my son loves the zoo, and the Cincinnati Zoo has been doing something every day at 3 o'clock on Facebook, and Ooh. He goes and he learns about his animal. And then when he has his Zoom meeting with his class, he's able to share with the kids in his class and his teacher about what he's learned about all these different animals. And, you know, what he's learning, and he's having fun doing so. So it's not a task. It's not a chore. So that's all on there. And then there are different expert articles to talk about how you can, you know, talk to your kids about the situation and how you can cope with different stressors that are happening. So it's really a great resource for families with kids of all ages, and it makes it very easy. You don't need to be running around researching a ton of different things. You can go to this website and you can really find something that's going to, you know, work for you and your family.
I think it's going to be quite surprising for the adults to realize how comprehensive and the offerings that are there in the Genius of Play. As we wrap things up, because I know I have to let you go, tell everybody where they can go for more information and to get plugged into the Genius of Play.
You can visit thegeniusofplay.org, and / play today is going to bring you to that hub, but the website is full of content and information that I think is always valuable, but even more helpful during this time.
Well, Adrian, good fun. Thank you so much for being with us. Adrian Appel right here on Bill Martinez Live. We have to let you go, I know. It's parting, as they say, is such sweet sorrow. Adrian is the Toy Association Senior Director of Strategic Communications. Isn't that awesome? I mean, what a great concept, that especially for parents. I mean, you're wondering, oh, my goodness, you know, what do I do? All of a sudden, I mean, because we've been hearing from many parents, as we know, many find themselves now being teachers and they're homeschooling, and who would have thunk? But I think through this process, as the weeks have gone by, believe it or not, you know, we're hearing from parents, gosh, I didn't think I could do this, but I'm actually, it's working. And at the same token, I'm relearning myself. That's the, you know, additional benefit of all this. You know, I've often said that God asks us to do the very things, and especially instruct or teach or maybe even do a speech on the very thing that we ourselves need to know. I know sometimes I'm asked to do things and I have to laugh. I go, God, you're just making fun of me, because you know that this is something that that's not necessarily a strength. And, you know, you just kind of sense this spiritual chuckle that goes on spur me on to go ahead and, you know, do some studying, learn a little bit more about it, be more observant. And surprisingly, in the process of doing that, in teaching, we're learning. And that's a great benefit. And this program, again, check it out, thegeniusofplay.org/play today. Play and have fun and educate your children and watch their child development expand as well.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima.
The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen, and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. David Almasi is back with us. He serves as the Vice President of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on.
Well, always good. So staying well and safe, my friend, right?
Oh, trying to. You're doing pretty well. I'm here in suburban Virginia.
Well, good. Well, just stay healthy. And meanwhile, you know, this COVID-19 is running rapid. It is challenging our basic of most dire principles that have, been the bulwark of this country. But, you know, and I think it's for good reason because, you know, for a nation not that long ago, I say nation, mostly young people who were seriously thinking that socialism was the way to go, well, I guess you got to be careful what you ask for because you may get a taste of it sooner than later, right?
Absolutely. I've seen a meme going around with Stalin saying, like, how's your free 30-day trial of socialism?
Well, here it is again. I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And so this is the opportunity for America, you know, to, get a taste and see what's happened. And then also to realize the government that they have put into office here. And you see some of these governors who have become rather draconian and heavy-handed in trying to, I not say even limit their liberties, but even to abolish their liberties, all under the fear of this COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, and you're talking to a guy who's supposedly under lockdown until June 10th. So, yeah, we're not seeing it quite as harsh on a daily basis as, say, Michigan or something like that, but they certainly want to keep us keep our businesses closed for months now.
Well, David, the people are getting it. I mean, they see what's happening. And, you know, we've got models that are out there telling us that we're going to have a couple hundred thousand people in body bags. That has been adjusted several times. Now we're down to, you know, maybe 50, 60,000 people. But the fact of the matter is they've used these outlandish numbers to scare the holy what have you out of people. And this fear has driven the narrative. And when it's come up hollow, and then the easy out for them is to say, oh, it's because you've been good boys and girls. You've been washing your hands. You've been social distancing. Look at, you know, we're Americans. I mean, I got to say that I'm sure people are washing their hands and they're mindful of social distancing. Is there 100% compliance? I don't think so. I don't even think we're really getting 50% compliance. I think the thing is going by the wayside because it's running its course, not necessarily just because people are washing their hands. That's my humble opinion on this.
Well, exactly. I mean, why isn't Florida as bad as New York at this point in time, especially considering the age?
The demographics, yes, exactly. No.
It'd be a lot worse, but yeah, somehow it isn't.
Right. Well, and, you know, and the thing is that, okay, well, and we see other countries like Sweden, for example. They chose not to shut down their economy. Their two neighboring countries, Norway and Switzerland, decided to do so. So here you are, just as a region, and you look at it and you go, Sweden's doing quite well. I mean, they're wearing masks. They're watching social distancing. They're being hygienically concerned and aware. Again, not 100% compliant. Because when I see people walking down the street, you know, some are, you know, get close, some are not wearing masks. But, you know, that is the nature of our humanity. You're not going to get 100% compliance. So I think it's self-serving when, you know, some of these doctors, you know, whether it's Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, claiming some sort of success because America has been behaving itself. You know, we're a bunch of rebels, man. This country and this whole idea came out of our rebellious attitude. You're going to tell me that everybody's going to strap on a mask and watch their, you know, their 6 feet of distance? I don't think so.
I'm impressed with how compliant we have been so far, but there are limits. And
exactly.
Even in the end, there's going to be two stories written about this. One, as you said it worked, and the other one that said it didn't make a difference, and neither one is going to agree.
Well, and no doubt we're coming to the limits, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, look what you saw last week with the protests and Michigan and Minnesota. We had one here in Richmond where people went out and had a picnic in the Capitol complex. And but then, even then, there were more media there, I think, than protesters. So,
right.
I mean, and the media is the one that are telling us to be mindful, and there they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, like anything, in order to maintain credibility, you have to be able to perform. And this is the interesting dynamic about this whole crisis, is that you have a health element, you've got a political element, and you have the reality of the economic element and a growing number of unemployed Americans. And boy, you want to get America cranky again like they were under the Obama regime. Take away their jobs.
And that's unfortunately what's going on for a lot of people. I mean, hopefully we can restart the economy and these people can get back to work. But the longer we stay out, the more we're going to have problems.
Well, without a doubt, even though at one point we had 7 million more jobs than people, we're going to have to get into a retrofitting type of instructional period of time to get people up to speed. And hopefully they haven't gotten so depressed in the meanwhile, David, because this is one of those things that we're not talking a whole lot about. When the president introduced this concept, it went by the media, it went right over their heads. They had no clue to realize what the effects of unemployment would do, and the big impact is psychologically. It will drag people down. It will put them in the fetal position. It'll keep them on the couches instead of doing what they know is best for them, and that is, you know, to get back to work, because at the very heart of our humanity is we want this sense of productivity. We want to feel like we are contributing for our families, we're contributing for, you know, our cities, our states. You know, we're contributors, not people that are taking away. We're givers, and we are adding to the proposition of the free market system.
And at that point, we're going to risk, rather than a second wave of the virus, a potential first wave of suicides from people. And there's already suicides, I think, they're on the uptick.
Exactly. Because people are losing hope. And why are they losing hope? Because the government has closed.
Right.
And are forced everything to close.
Well, and the other thing, too. Well, the other thing, though, David, is that the narrative out there and the mainstream media is so reckless and irresponsible with the stories they're telling, only because they feel like if they give some sort of objective opinion, whenever, even in some of the liberal media, when there is somebody who seemingly goes rogue and has something positive to say about President Trump, oh my goodness, they pigpile on that person. You know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, how come you can't report on the reality, the positive reality of what we're experiencing, but no, let's just keep it all negative because, you know, as I say, that other dynamic that's all part and parcel of this war that we're enduring is the political aspect. And yes, we're not that many months down the road for the next election.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that have taken this and hijacked it for political means, and unfortunately, now we're being held by that rather than the actual crisis at hand.
Well, this is why people are going out and buying seeds and planting tomatoes and going in their boats, because they go, wait a minute, we're just not going to put up with this stuff. I mean, we've given you 4-6 weeks. That's enough. If you guys haven't figured it out by now, I mean, based on the evidence here, you keep giving us, you know, these estimates, but you can't even seem to really have a sure handle on this. And, you know, anecdotally, by the way, in my neighborhood, you know, we don't see a lot of people dying here. We're doing okay. I mean, this is, in some cases, and I know this absolutely drives the health people nuts when COVID-19 is likened to some sort of flu epidemic.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is I do know some people that are affected by this. One, mm-hmm. The husband was really stricken. The wife, she has no more than a cold. And then, of course, there's all these people that who knows if they've had it or not. Some people just don't present symptoms. And yeah, we're all, most of us are probably sitting back every time we have shortness of breath or wake up in the middle of the night. We're thinking, oh, my God, I think I have it. And yeah. Who knows? Maybe you do.
Yeah.
It's not a death sentence for everyone. It's not the walking dead like a lot of people are trying to portray in the media. And unfortunately, a lot of people are worried about that kind of thing.
Well, I figure if, as long as I can taste my burrito, I'm okay. So far, so good. David, you wrote about conservatives reminding a CEO of the moral imperative of sticking with free market capitalism. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Well, we sent an open letter to Larry Fink, and he is the CEO of BlackRock. He is one of the biggest people your listeners have probably never heard of, because he is in charge of a $7.4 trillion with a T, bank of investments. He shuffles this money around, and he every year sends a letter out to other CEOs to say, hey, this is how we should be doing things. Here's my wisdom to you, kind of like Warren Buffett sometimes mm-hmm. does. And this year, he said that BlackRock is planning to shift away from shareholder primacy, where companies should be looking out for the best interests of the people who invest for them and looking out for stakeholders, which is an amorphous term for anybody, but we all know it means the liberal political activists who have been filing shareholder resolutions against corporate America in the last couple of years, and turning corporate America into their muscle to get the political agenda that they can't get through in the legislatures. And this is a very clear and present danger, because our free enterprise project at the National Center for Public Policy Research has been pushing corporations for years now to keep to the free market principles that have made them great. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, there's a huge pushback from the left to try to get these companies to do what the government can't do because the voters won't let them. Mm-hmm. So this is government by another means.
Exactly. Well, David, we're going to have to stay on top of this. Look forward to having you back and getting an update from you. David Almasi, Vice President of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Stay safe and well, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.